Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Beginning tonight's shiur in Simin Kuf Pei Beis, we are up to Sif Gimel, the last line on 172. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Tzorech Shlo Yehi Pogum. We're discussing here the coast of Berachas HaMazon, as we're going to see, the same halacha of Pogum will apply to Kiddush and Avdola as well. Tzorech Shlo Yehi Pogum, we require the coast of Berachas HaMazon should not be flawed. Shim Shosa Mimenu Pogumo. What does it mean, a coast Pogum? If someone drank from the cup, that makes the coast a coast Pogum, and it should not be used for Berachas HaMazon. Avol, Im Shofach Mimenu Letoch Yodo Okeli. But if you poured the water from the coast of Bracha into your hands or into another kli, aim the kachum, that's not a problem. It's only a problem of drinking from it, not of pouring it. Even if you didn't drink from the coast, but you drank from the container or the small barrel, it's pogum. However, if you drank from a large barrel that's made out of wood, so then we're not makbid, says the Mechaber. Here the Mechaber says a chiddush besides the regular halacha that if you drank from the cup of wine it makes a pogum. He brings a yesh misha omer that even if water was drank from, the water becomes pogum and you're not allowed to use that water to dilute your wine in the koshal bracha. So that's a yesh misha omer that he brings down. And let's begin the Mishabura with Sivkaton Yud Zayin. So the first point was that a kos pogum should not be used. And we said if you drank from it, it makes it a kos pogum. The Eino Roi Od Levarech Allah Berachas HaMazon. Once you drank from it and you made the kos pogum, it's not fit anymore to bench upon that kos. V'hu Adin L'Kiddush V'Havdala, as we mentioned before, the same din is true about using that kos for Kiddush and Havdala. U'kid L'Kama B'Simen Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud B'Simen Reish Tzadi Vav Sif Aleph. There's no amount that you have to drink from to make it pogum. Even if you drink a mashu, it makes it a kos pogum. It should not be used for any kosher bracha. Sivkoton Yudches, the Mechaber told us, if you didn't drink from it, but you poured it out into your hand or into another kli, then it's not a problem. The same din is true, and this is very nogea. If you have little kids in your house, and they like to stick their fingers into the Kiddush cup, if your kid, your child, sticks his finger into the kos, and then he licks his finger, that does not make it a kos pogum, only if he drinks from the kos. So v'hu adin im tamo be'etzbo, it's not a problem. Didavka im shosa mimenu bepiv pogumo. Davka, if he drank it with his mouth directly, then it makes it a kos pogum. If you look at note 13, a couple of very interesting points. Number one, v'af im shofach me'akos letoch piv belo shenogo svasa bakos. Let's say you poured the wine into your mouth without touching the kos, so you didn't actually drink directly from the kos, but you actually poured it directly into your mouth. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, shenifkam hayayin shebakos, that also makes it a kos pogum, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. And point number two, what if you drank it with a straw? So you didn't put your mouth again directly on the kos. V'im shosa ayidei kona. So kosav amakorachayim shenechshav hayayin kipogum ayidei kain. That makes it a kos pogum drinking out of it from a straw as well. Vashari tshuve kosav b'shem hashut shvus Yaakov shemin hadin ein hakos pogum. But he says really mikra din, it doesn't make it a kos pogum. Ach kevan sheyochel osakin adover, since it's easily fixable. Al yedeho sefes ma'at mayim oyayin ein hakabazet. Since, as we'll see in Mirz Hashem later tonight, you could just pour a little bit of wine or water in to fix up the kos pogum. So therefore, you shouldn't be lenient about it. Ohios mikradin, a straw will not be a problem. So we see here a straw is a machlokes, but we only see, at least brought over here, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that you pour it into your mouth without touching the kos would make it a kos pogum. Continues in Mishabura Vaiter and Sivkotin Yutes. We said again, if you pour it into your hands or into another kli, ein the kachum, it is not a problem of pogum. Vahu shalo shofach elo ma'at. We're discussing over here, we only poured out a little bit of wine. The inyan shadayin shem mole alov. We have another concern besides making it a kos pogum. We want to make sure the kos is a kos mole. So even though if you poured it out, it's not a problem of making it a pogum, but it might be a problem of not being mole. So therefore the Mishabura says, that you only put out a little bit, shadayin shemalei lov, it still has a shemalei. Or after you pour out some of the wine, and it's not malei, you pour the remaining wine into a smaller kos, and now that kos will be malei. Or you threw in a small piece of bread to raise the level of the wine to make it malei, that also would be okay. She'ein tzorech lios malei kulo miayim. A kol shel bracha should be malei, but it doesn't have to be malei only from wine. It could be that you put a piece of bread in to raise the level of the wine to make it malei. That's also okay. Kidai b'revius. In terms of the amount of wine, the absolute minimum in the kol shel bracha is revius. Rak shelo yehei hakos chaser. Just that the kol should not be chaser. U kidul akamei, like we will see later on. Sivkotan chaf is going on that which the mechaber said. Va'afilu shosa me'akado me'chaves ketana ve'pogum. Even if you drank from the bottle, from the cud, or from the small barrel, you make it a pogum. Rotzalomar kol mashiyesh b'zo achavis. Whatever is remaining in that barrel will be pogum. Avsha shvacho achagal lekelim acherim. Even if you then pour it into another kos, that does not fix up the pigam, and it still will be considered a pogum. The mechaber then said, but if you drank from the big wood barrel, it does not make it a pogum. Ein lahakbid. The Ramos, the Mishabur says in Chaf Aleph, v'yesh machmirim af bazeh. And as one would have thought, the same way you drink from a small barrel makes a pogum. So some say if you drink from a large barrel, it also makes it a pogum. V'yesh lochush l'divreim l'chadchila. One should be concerned for their words. L'chadchila shelo l'haniach lishtos afilu mipi barza mechavis gadol. That one should not even be drinking from the faucet of a large barrel. That we should be concerned for the shita that holds that you can make a pogum no matter the size of the barrel. Sivkotan chav beiz is going on that which the Mishabura said. The Yeshmi Sha'omer, that even the Mayim that's Pogum is possible to dilute your Koshal Bracha with it. L'chora Amaylo Amina Kama Kama Batal Kamo B'Sifhei. Why don't we say that each drop that goes in from the water that's a problem becomes Batal in the wine and it should be okay, like we'll see soon in Sifhei. V'Evshar D'Mayri Sha'ayin Chai. It could be we're discussing a case specifically where the wine is chai, it's very strong wine. The yesher lishtos b'limazika, you're not able to drink it at all without diluting it. Ulakachlo batel, and therefore the water has such chashivas, we would not say that as each drop goes in, it's considered batel. When something has a certain level of chashivas, it's not batel. And therefore, maybe that's why we would not say that it's batel. Says the Mechaber Vaitas of Dalit. The people that are sitting around the table have their own kosos, and their kosos are pogum. You have to pour from the kosher bracha into their kosos to fix them up. And there is a shita that says, you do not need to do this. Let's see the Mishabura exactly what's going on over here. What the Mechaber means to say is as follows. The pa'omim shenosim kos l'kol echad v'echad min ha-mesubim. Sometimes each person that's sitting around the table has their own kos. U'kesheberach ha-mevarech bari p'ragofen. And then when the leader makes the bracha bari p'ragofen, shosim kol echad koso, everyone drinks from their own kos. V'imhoyu shalahem pegumim. But if the people around the table all had a kos that was pogum, tzarech sheyiten ha-mevarech mekoso ma'at l'kol echad v'echad. The one who made the bracha on the coast that wasn't pogum would have to pour a little bit into every single coast around the table, kodem sheyishta, before they drink. V'yisakein pigimasan, and that way you can fix up the pigima. V'yishtu kula mikosh enu pogum, and that way each person when he drinks his coast, he's drinking from a coast that is not pogum. Sivkoton chavdalad mikos habracha, we pour a little bit from the koshal bracha. V'imrak ha-mevarech levada ochis kos biyado. But if only the one who's benching, like our minog is, that we're benching on a kos except for Pesach, the person who's leading the benching is the only one with a kos. So then, af she'oz ha-mesubim al-korachem to'amim mikos pogum achar she'shosahu. Even though the one who's leading is drinking from a kos that's not pogum, but once he drinks and then passes the kos around, everyone else is now drinking from a kos that he already drank from. So l'chora, they're drinking from a kos pogum. Lo ich baslon, says the Mishabura, we're not concerned about that. Since when it started, when he was benching on the coast, it was a coast shalim, it was a coast that wasn't pogum, v'kulu kechad chashivi. Since they're all reliant on that one coast, even though when it reaches them, he has drank from it already, but since when he ate the bracha on it, it was not a coast pogum, it's considered not pogum for everyone. And we extend that even a step further, if you look at note 17, the second paragraph. Mishabru is discussing where one drank and then everyone else drinks from the same coast. Says note 17, the gamim hamavarech shofech mikoso lukosos hareko shalshar masubin. Even if the one who made the bracha pours from his coast after he drinks from it into the empty kosos of the ones who are sitting around, or shulmazalman, and in this and krell, as both say, she'ein sorech lishboch lukosam kodem sheyishta. He does not have to make sure that he pours it into their kosos before he drinks from it, so it shouldn't be pogum. Shekevan she'ein lifnei kol echad kos yayim b'fnei atzmo. Since each person did not have their own kos in front of them, nechshav hadover ki'ulu kulam shosem ekoso. We view it as if everyone's drinking from his kos. So not unlike the Mishabura's case, where one person leads the benching, he makes the bracha, he drinks first, and then he passes it around, it's fine. Even if he pours it into your cup after he drinks from it, that also is going to be fine. Everyone is considered as one with that kosher bracha. The Mechaber then brought a Yesh Misha Omer She'enu Tzarech, that even if in the first case where everyone has their own cups that are pogum, the first sheet that says you have to pour from your cup that's not pogum into theirs to fix them up, but Yesh Misha Omer, it's not necessary, says the Mishabura. The Svirule, this sheet holds the low cap dinar al kos pogum el al mavarech ul al mesubim. This sheet holds we're only worried about kos pogum on the one who led the benching, not on the ones who are sitting around the table. The Rama ended the sifa and said, "V'ayin l'kamam v'simin kuf tzadi v'simin reisha in aleph." Says the Mishiruah, "Sekot nuchava v'tzalomar deshom sosam ha-mechaber kesvar harishona." There, the mechaber writes down, like the first shita, that you do in fact have to fix up the kosos that are pogum that are by those who are sitting around the table. Says the mechaber, "Vayter sevhei in hechser yayin shall kos pogum lekankan." If you poured back the wine that was in a kos pogum back to the container, hayayin shebekankan kosher. The wine that is in the container is kosher. Mishum dekama kama bottle. Because as each drop of the kos pogum that's being poured back into the bottle, as each drop goes in, it's considered bottle in the wine that is in the bottle. This was the mechaber that the Mishru was asking on before. We should say kama kama bottle. So again, one person makes kiddush on a kos, he drinks the proper amount, but there's still a half a kos left. He wants to pour it back into the bottle. So says the mechaber, if you pour it back into the bottle, that is fine, because each drop that goes back into the bottle is considered bottle to the good wine in the bottle, and it takes care of the problem of pogum. Says the Mishabura, if kadun chav zayin, it's kosher, v'dafka b'di'evid. This is not the eitzah that you should be doing to fix up a kos pogum. This is b'di'evid. If you pour it back in, or someone poured it back in without knowing what to do, so b'di'evid, it's okay. Aber l'chadchila osur lasos came. L'chadchila, after a person makes kiddush, I'm just talking about kiddush, it's more practical for us. After a person makes kiddush, and he wants to pour it back into the bottle, you should not pour it back into the bottle right after you drank from it where it is a kos pogum. What should you do? V'lochei nohogim. The minog is lahosif olav mitchila ma'at me'akankan ubezem mesukan. You first pour a little bit more from the bottle into the kos pogum that fixes up the kos pogum. It's no longer pogum, as long as we'll see in a minute the mechaber. You add wine or water to a kos of yayin, it makes it no longer pogum. Kemo b'sivav, the achakach shovchin oso la'akankan, and then you pour the entire kos back into the bottle. Va'oz kosher hayayin lahotzi lebracha, then the wine that's in the bottle is going to be kosher to be used for kosher bracha afterwards. So again, you make kiddush, you have half a cup left, you don't pour it back in. But the evidence, if it was poured back in, everything is fine. L'chadchila, you should not do that. You first pour from the bottle into the kos pogum. It fixes up the pegima, and then you pour it back into the bottle. Very important shahar tzion over here in Os Chav Dalo. This is from the Magen Avraham. V'after midina kaim malon b'sivav, even though we're going to see in a moment the next sif, the b'shvicha ma'at yayin o'mayim l'sochan tzagi, why are you pouring it back into the bottle? We're not talking about putting it away for later. We're talking about using it now for another kosher bracha. So really, all you have to do is pour some new wine into the kosher and you're good to go. But ba'ofen ze odiv tvei. But Zagdash Shara Tzion, it's better to pour it back into the bottle before you use this wine again. The yotzim bazel u'kul yama. That way you're yotzim according to every shita. What shita are we trying to address over here? Hainu aflu das Maharami Rotenberg. Even the shita of the Maharami Rotenberg, the lo svirle ha etzer de tikun ma'at mayim o yayim shenosim besochol. He holds that which the Mechaber is going to say and say, Vavi, just pour a little bit of wine or water into the coast, it fixes it up. The Maharami Rotenberg says that's not true. We would say, kama kama bottle. As you pour your little bit of wine in to fix it up, it gets bottled in the coast pogum, and it itself becomes pogum. He holds you have to pour the post-pogum back into the bottle. And therefore, to satisfy all shittos, we first pour a little bit into the coast. That's the shita of the Mechaber that we'll see in a moment. And then we pour it back from the coast into the bottle. So it's not only that you're pouring it back to the bottle to save it for later, for the next Kiddush, for Avdallah, you're pouring it back in the bottle even if someone else wants to make Kiddush right now. So instead of just putting in a little bit of wine, which according to the Shulchan Aruch is fine, you want to satisfy all shittas, you put a little bit of wine in, back to the bottle, and then you pour it into the coast, and then you satisfy even the shita of the Maharami Rotenberg. Says the Mishabura Vaitusif Kodan Chav Ches. The reason why you pour it back into the bottle, it's okay, as we said, is kama kama bottle. Obviously, if you want to pour it back from the coast into the bottle, there has to be more wine in the bottle to be mevatel the wine that's coming in from the coast. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Avav, this already we saw a few times, Yecholim Lasakein Kos Pogum. You are able to fix up a Kos Pogum, Al Yedei Sheyosifu Me'at Yayin. By adding a little bit of wine to the cup, that fixes up the Kos Pogum. Vafilu Al Yedei Sheyosifu Olav Mayim Miskun. Even if you add water to the coast, that's also fine. So adding wine or water, we'll see in the Mishabura, any drink is also fine. That fixes up the Pegima in the coast. We pointed out in the Sharetzium, if you want to satisfy the sheet of the Maharami Rotenberg, you don't only do that, you also pour it back into the bottle and then you pour again and use it for the coast that you want to use it for. Says the Mishaburis of Kadon Chavtes Yecholim Lasakin, the Inyan Pogum Eino Psul Mamish. This idea of a coast pogum is not a real psul, Elo Pigam Ba'alma. It's simply a flaw. Mishum Shosa Mimenu Ma'at, because a little bit was drank from, so it's a little bit of a flaw. Therefore, by adding a little bit more, you're making it unflawed and you're fixing it up. We said it could even be mayim sevkot and lamid v'davka shayayin chazok. If you're going to be adding water, you have to make sure that the wine is going to be strong enough. She'enu miskalka idei meziga. You don't want to be ruining the wine through the diluting of it with water. So it has to be the wine is strong, that way you can add water. But the Sharetzion writes in Chav Zayin, O Sheyitein Rak Mashu Ba'alma. That's if you're adding a lot of water, but really all you need is a drop. So even if your wine is not so strong, all you have to do is add a drop of water, so you take care of this problem. Mishabura is understanding that for some reason you're adding a nice amount of water, so then you can only add the water if the yayin is chazak, if it's strong wine, so it won't ruin it through the meziga. But Zakta Sharetzion, you can just add a drop, and then you don't have to worry about how strong the wine is. One drop of water is certainly not going to affect it. And the Mishabura ends off and says in Sif Kotan Lamed, V'lav davka b'mayim, as we mentioned before, it's not specifically wine or water. To who adin b'shar mashkin, it could be any drink. You add a drop into the wine, it makes it no longer pogum. Sif Kotan Lamed Aleph, it's miskan, it is fixed up. V'hu shalo yu hamayim atzman pigumim. Again, it has to be that the water that you're adding into the wine, the water itself has to be not pogum. Shalo shasum yam, it has to be water that you didn't drink from. The ilav hachi, because if that wasn't the case, but you're pouring water that was drank from into the wine that was drank to fix it up, i'esher lasakin behem, you can't fix up your wine with water that's pogum. L'yesh omrim b'siv gimel d'gam mayim nifgamim b'shtia. We started tonight's shiur with Siv Gimel. We saw a sheet over there that says that there's a concept of mayim pegumim. So according to that sheet, there's a concept of mayim pegumim. So if you want to pour water into your wine to fix up your wine, you better make sure that your water is not water that is pogum itself. Finally, Siv Zayin. Bishas hadachak mevarachin al kos pogum. In a shas hadachak, you can make a brach on kos pogum. So discussing here the whole shiur tonight, how to avoid a kos pogum. You shouldn't have a kos pogum, but the bottom line is, b'shas atchak, you can be mevarech al kos pogum. Says the Mishabur Sekat Lama Beis. What's a shas atchak? It's really hard to come with a shas atchak. She'ein lo kos acher, you have no other kos, and you have nothing else to drink. The ein lo b'amel lo sakein ha-kos hazeh. You have nothing else to fix up this kos with. Which is very hard to find, because it means you don't have one drop of water. It's hard to find, but if you're in a situation, you mamish have no way to fix it up, no drinks, no liquids, nothing. So then, kamashmalam, the chiddush is, to have Amina, I would have said, the mutav levarach below coast cloud. We're not talking about kiddush over here, we're talking about benching. We learned earlier that you don't necessarily need to have a coast of benching ever, like lefiar minug, and therefore, you might think skip the coast altogether if all you have is a coast pogum. Kamashmalon, the inyan pogum hurak lechatchila. The Mechaber is coming to tell us that this whole idea of pogum is only in the chatchila. Im yachal lizarbas, if you're able to be careful about it, velo likuva, but it's not ma'akev, and therefore you can still bench on the coast, even though the coast is a coast pogum. Kosvu ha'achronim, the achronim write, when you need to bench or make any brach on a kos pagum, im yesh lo kos katan hamachzik revius, if you have a smaller cup that could hold a revius, yishboch me'agodol asocho, so pour it from a larger cup to a smaller cup, da'al yedei zeh nami mesakein hapegim ktsas. That certainly does not fix up the kos pagum, but it helps a little bit. The fact that you pour from a bigger cup to a smaller cup that holds a revius, so at least you're doing something to fix it up. You're limiting the amount that's there. So it's a backup plan. It's not lechatchila, but if you have no other eitzah, so pour it to a smaller kos. Then the Mishabu writes, Yeshem misaknina begima idina sinas pirupas. Some try to fix up the kos pogum by putting in a little crumb of bread. Vatur docha minog zeh. The Torah pushes off this minog. Delo mahani zela pigima. Putting in bread does not help. We learned earlier putting in bread helps to raise the water level, to raise the level to make it malay, but it does not take care of a kos pogum. Vim eno pogum, raksh eno malay. Now he speaks out, if it's not pogum, it's only not malay. Ubamashi yesh ba kos yesh ba shi revias, and in the wine itself, in the cup, you have a full revias. Then lukuliyam mahani amilu, I feel like they pass, and everyone agrees, you can raise the level and make it malay through adding bread. But even then, v'dafka b'chaticha achas, it's dafka to put in one piece of bread. The bahar b'yesh bo mishum mius. But to start putting in breadcrumbs over there, that's already mius. To akrivu na, that's already a bizarre to bring such a close to fnei Hashem. The gam adarava, also the opposite is true. Tzorech l'hadiach ha'kos m'pirure pas, as we're going to start in a moment, the new simim, we actually have to clear out and wash out the breadcrumbs on the bottom of the kos. So why would you add in the breadcrumbs that's raising the level of the kos when you goof at to clean out the kos from the breadcrumbs that are there? That concludes simim kuf pei beis. We're going to start the first sif in the next simim, simim kuf pei gimel. Simik Kupe Gimel is Hamavarich Eisith Eich Yisnaig Bekosh Abrechas HaMazon. The one who's leading the benching with the kos, how exactly this person is knowing. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Koshal Bracha Ton Hadocha Mi Bifnim Ushtifa Mi Bachutz. Anytime you want to use a kosher bracha, it must be rinsed out from the inside and also washed off on the outside. The imhu naki, if the kos is clean, the embo shiure kosos, and there are no remnants, Eino tzarech, then you don't have to wash it. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Aleph, Ton Adocha, V'hu adin im kincho b'mapa atshu noki deshari. The same din is true if you don't wash it out with any water. All you did was take a cloth and you wiped it out till it was clean. That's fine. The Shaar Tzion points out, V'kavanosom shekincho mishnei tzodim dumyad adocha shtifa shebashas. So Katan Aleph, the Shaar Tzion says, if you want to wipe it out, instead of washing it, you'd have to wipe it out both on the inside and the outside, the same way the washing requires the hadocha nidifnim and the shtifam b'chutz. If you're wiping it, also has to be done on the inside and the outside. Sevkot and beis, you have to get rid of the shiure kosos. What's that? Shiure yayin shesharabo pas. It's the little remnants of the wine on the bottom that you had, that bread soaked in it. So you have little breadcrumbs in the bottom, like we were discussing at the last end of the last simon. That's why you don't want to add breadcrumbs to raise the level, because over here, the whole purpose of rinsing it out is to get rid of the little pieces of bread that are stuck in the bottom with the little remnants of wine. We said if it is naki, einu tzarech, sefkot and gimel. V'tov lahadiach afilu kishayim bo shiure pas. It is good to rinse out the cup, even if there are no shiure pas. In lo shu naki v'tzach. Unless, of course, it is perfectly squeaky clean, then you don't have to do anything. But if you look at note number 3, a very important point. Umitam zeh, for this reason that if it's perfectly clean, you don't have to wash it out. Im hidichu es hakos b'motzoi Shabbos, which is very common for us. You wash it out. Motzei Shabbos, before you put away your Kiddush cup. V'nichua b'mokum shamur. You put it in a safe place. So if Nissan Karel, it says, she'ain tzarech ladicha shub b'Shabbos haba. You take it out next Friday night to make Kiddush. The last time you used it was for Abdullah, but you rinsed it out before you put it away. You do not need to rinse it out again before you make Kiddush. V'chein dai ba'docha b'lel Shabbos avura Kiddush alayom. And so too, if you rinse the kos out Friday night after the Suda, you would not have to rinse out again before you have your Suda on Shabbos day. If there is in the coast remnants of wine that was used for a mitzvah, so we'll see later on in Tof Ayin Gimel Agabe Kosheni Shalel HaSeder, when we're using the same cup for the Dalet Kosos, She'ena Tzricha Shtifa V'Adocha. You use it for coast number one, now you want to use it for coast number two, the Mishabura says Nechos Pesach, you do not need to rinse it out. L'chora, the same thing would be true if one person used it for Kiddush, someone else comes by and wants to use the same coast for Kiddush, L'chora, according to that, he also would not need to rinse it out because it was used for Kiddush, it was used for a Kol Shel Bracha as well. We will stop here and continue with the base in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.